Hello. The topic of this discussion is, are black women responsible for being killed by the hands of black men? I was having a discussion, all right, with some people the other day, and they were saying that too many black women are dying at the hands of black men. So I asked some simple questions. What type of black men are these black women dating that they are being killed in such large numbers by black men? Simple question. What are they doing to end up in these situations that they end up dead at the hands of black men? You know, when I ask those questions, all of a sudden, there was accusations that I'm saying that, you know, they deserve to be murdered, and I was victim blaming, and, you know, I'm for woman beaters and stuff like that. The reality is, in the black community, the thug, the drug dealer, okay, the pimp, the smooth-talking, crooked preacher, those people are looked upon as the alpha males in the black community. They will try to deny it. They will try to shame you for it. But that is the truth. Okay. That is what's mostly known about the black community. You even see it in mainstream media. Who's represented more? The lawyer, the doctor, the engineer, the everyday worker that's looked upon as an alpha male? Or is it the rapper, the drug dealer, who beats multiple charges, who goes to jail? The R&B singer, R. Kelly, known for numerous sexual allegations. The crooked preachers. Okay. Who sells you a dream, and black people just eat it up that go to his congregation. Meanwhile, people with common sense will understand that this guy's full of crap. Who's represented more? Who's looked upon as an alpha male in the black community? Okay. Now, I'll bring you an example, okay, of how I see that. Aside from black men killing black women for merely petty stuff like refusing their sexual advances. All right. I don't talk about that because that's like, you know, those are weak men. Talking about the real meat and potatoes here. I'll give you an example. A friend of mine talked about how she knew a woman, right, that had to rush to get between her grown daughter and her grown daughter's boyfriend. And you know what she told me, what her friend who was a mother has told her daughter's boyfriend? Get out of here. My daughter's not worth it. You know what the daughter said to her man that her mother was holding back from trying to hit her daughter? Daughter said, yeah, you better listen to my mother. The old mother is protecting the daughter's boyfriend from her daughter, because the daughter has been known to do foul crap to men to provoke them to violence. Okay? I have had female friends who are black. All right. I've even talked to black women who have done things such as, let me give an example. A black woman's husband caught her with evidence that she cheated by finding a picture in her purse of giving another man oral sex. Okay. Calls her to come home. Shows her the picture. I'm sorry. He asks her, "Did you do this?" She couldn't deny it. He slaps her. She says she deserved it. They're still together, though. I knew another person. Okay. Worked in a particular area of rehabilitation for people who got caught up in the system. She would end up dating men who could be her clients. Okay. She took one in for 8 months. That dude beat her up, stole her stuff and sold it. I gave you instances where black women put themselves in situations possibly to be killed, possibly, you know, to be abused. Okay, if not been killed. I remember Tommy Sotomayor covering a story about a woman who was married, had two kids by two previous relationships. She decides to hit up her ex-boyfriend from Facebook. Ends up getting pregnant. Right? Mind you, before that, she had a newborn from a new husband. The husband found out the situation and put five bullets in her. Mind you, she was married. She married his husband. He worked himself out of he worked himself to be better version of himself from his criminal past. This situation that he found out just brought him right back down to it. Right back down to that old person he used to be. this is what I talk about. And then you would have black women be like, well, did that mean the kid had to die too? No, no one's saying the kid had to die. But the problem is, we don't get to choose the consequences that come out of poor decision making. We don't get to choose that. When consequences come, they just come. And they don't stop coming until it's just done. Like, you rob a bank, you try to rob a bank, okay? And you running out the store, and the clerk comes, has a pistol, a license to carry, and shoots you in the back, and you're paralyzed. That's it. Okay. Those are the consequences. You chose to rob a bank, but you don't get to choose whether you're going to come out there alive or be a cripple for the rest of your life. Just like that woman who decided to marry a man who has, you knew that he had a violent past, and he has worked himself to be a better version of himself to be able to be married and have a family. He took you on even though you were a single mother. Okay? And this is kind of the reason why men are told repeatedly not to date single mothers. There are some good single mothers out there. There are. But the majority of them, I'm sorry, the majority of them will do some nonsense like this. If she was feeling like she couldn't be with her husband anymore, get a divorce. Matter of fact, she shouldn't have been with him in the first place, because she knew, you know, this man was serious about having a family. She wasn't. Mind you, she had two kids from previous marriage and had this new husband's newborn baby. She chose a decision that now takes her away from all three of her kids. Husband going to jail for a double homicide. See? Her body, her choice, right? And that's another thing. That's what's not talked about in the black community. Black women want to make these reckless decisions, and then want to cry out and demand black men treat them better. But you don't treat yourself better. It don't make no sense. It doesn't. How are you gonna try and demand black men to treat you better, but you're dating the type of men, or you know what type of person that black man can be if you decide to do some screwed up crap to him? And then you want to cry foul. You antagonize the situation by your disrespectful, dismissive attitudes that is prevalent in the black community, that is mostly the mindset of black women in the black community, that I'm in a relationship, but I will be single to do whatever I want. Okay? But if a black man does this stuff, there's consequences coming pounding at his door. Well, what about black men? We don't have to talk about black men, because it's always for the black man. that he is always held to a higher standard. And he is crucified, but not just the media, but also fellow black men, fathers, uncles. Okay? That's it. So there's no need to talk about the black man. But the black woman, yes, we have to talk about them, because they are the ones who want to be damsels in distress when they are the one causing their own distress, and when they are brought, when it's brought to the forefront that they must stop doing this, they cry out that we're being judgmental, bashing, and woman haters, and side with woman beaters. You can't have it, you know, that you want all, when anybody looks at a situation like, listen, you're causing your own problems by the choices you're making. When it's said to a man, and if he acts out and flips, so you don't know what you're talking about, he is shunned and ridiculed for being a little girl and a sissy. When a woman does the same thing, she's coddled. A black woman is coddled. Only to lead them to make more bad decisions. And the more you call them out it, the more they get resistant. The more they dig their heels in. The more they curse out a black man. Call them all types of names. Dick small, your mama black. You hate yourself. That is something that has to change. Otherwise, black women shouldn't be crying about being murdered, but at the hands of black men. And you're dating the type of black man that will take you from this world, because you can't seem to understand and take the advice of black men with sound reasoning that don't care about your looks or how big your titties is or your ass. They care about you making better decisions so you could live to see the next day and possibly date a good black man. This is Red Pill Man. Cheers.